Let's talk about lesson 33. This is probably my favorite of the eight evidences for the facts that support biblical creation because it involves a real guy who got in touch with Einstein over this because the discovery was so revolutionary. And this is Edwin Hubble with the Hubble Law in 1929. He said, we're going to look at the second slide in a second, where he said to Albert Einstein, you got to fly out here and see this because this is incredible. And this Hubble Law, along with the other eight evidences, provide the strong scientific facts that support biblical creation. And again, point back to our theme verse we show here, Hebrews 1:10. You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. So let's take a look at slide two. Click on the screen, and let's talk about the Hubble Law. Here's a picture of Edwin Hubble with a pipe in his mouth in the background, with Albert Einstein at the Mount Wilson Observatory looking through the telescope that points to the fact that the universe is expanding according to a linear equation. Robert Jastrow, the director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, said this: "The Hubble Law is one of the great discoveries in science. It is one of the main supports of the scientific story of Genesis." And the takeaway on this slide is what happened when Einstein looked through that lens. He understood that the evidence was there that pointed that there had to be a first cause for the universe, because everything has an effect. We're going to talk about that evidence of the law of cause and effect. And he saw now a linear equation that defined how the universe actually moves, how it expands, and it maps directly with what he discovered in his theory of the general theory of relativity. So click on the screen. Let's learn a little bit more about the Hubble Law. What's really interesting is when the data was put together on all the galaxies in the universe that were tracked according to a reference point on Earth through the Mount Wilson Observatory, Edwin Hubble was actually able to write a math equation to show the cause and effect relationship between the radial velocities of galaxies and the distance from each other and from his point of reference as he looked at them. So, in other words, as we talk about in lesson 34 in the expansion rate, the Hubble Law simply says there is an inverse relationship. What he discovered is that as the distance gets further and further away from the point he's looking through his telescope, the galaxies are moving faster. And as they're closer to him, they're moving slower. So there is a constant relationship. He calls it the Hubble constant, H sub O, that you see in the red there on the screen, that linear line through all those dots. And it equals the ratio of the velocity divided by the distance. That's how everything behaves in the universe. And it shows that things are moving at a very constant rate according to math from an initial starting point. That's the Hubble Law. That's what turned Albert Einstein from an atheist way back when, to when he put all this data together, to a deist, to where he understood now there had to be some kind of a quote-unquote God, some kind of a first cause that caused everything to happen. That's lesson 33.